Good afternoon, I'm Jake Rusnok with VPR News. There was one new coronavirus-linked death in Vermont today, as state health officials reported 28 new total infections statewide. It's Vermont's 252nd death since the pandemic began. Just 12 people are currently hospitalized with the virus, including two people in the ICU. Meanwhile, progress on Vermont's vaccinations appears to be slowing. There was less than 0.5% increase in both the number of Vermonters who have gotten one vaccine dose, now just over 69%, as well as those fully vaccinated, which is just over 50%. The state will open up mobile COVID vaccination clinics along the Route 100 corridor in central Vermont this Saturday. Human Services Secretary Mike Smith says it's one of many events scheduled around Vermont designed to make getting the vaccine extremely convenient.
We are listening to what Vermonters have to say. Part of our effective vaccination strategy is to meet people in their communities. And I encourage Vermonters to take advantage of the many convenient opportunities available to get vaccinated.
The state also plans multiple events in Windham County next week, and next weekend, emergency medical services and fire departments will hold walk-in clinics at 30 sites statewide. Governor Phil Scott says he no longer feels welcome in the National Republican Party. Scott says he's very concerned that House Republican leaders have targeted Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney after she challenged former President Donald Trump's false assertion that the 2020 presidential election was stolen.
It appears that there's a sign that is being placed in the window saying you needn't apply. And if you don't adhere to those those values or that litmus test, you are no longer welcome. And I think that that's really unfortunate.
Scott says it's impossible for the Republicans to be a big tent party under the policies of current GOP leaders. And Stowe voters approved a withdrawal from the Lamoille South Unified Union School District yesterday. WCAX reports the decision had more than 1,000 votes supporting the withdrawal to just over 460 votes against. Stowe merged with schools in Morristown and Elmore in 2018 under the school consolidation law known as Act 46. The towns of both Elmore and Morristown will have a vote of their own to approve Stowe's withdrawal from the combined district. The eye on the sky, there's a frost advisory this evening outside the Champlain Valley. That's actually from late tonight through early Thursday. Today, variably cloudy, scattered showers during the afternoon, highs in the 50s north, low 60s in the Champlain Valley and south. I'm Jake Rusnok with VPR News.